Melachim Aleph Perek Yudalad Pasuk Chaf Hey. Vayihi Bashana HaChamishis LaMelech Rechavam. And so it was in the fifth year of King Rechavam, and we know that he's going to reign for 17 years altogether, so he still has 12 more years to go. The fact that Me'am Lo'i says that it was in the fifth year of Melech Rechavam that things go terribly wrong implies that the previous psukim about how Yehuda began to sin and Avodah Zarah became widespread and vice and terrible behavior became part of everybody's daily menu, all of that took several years before it developed. So the Me'am Lo'i says, we need to be aware that when all the nations around us act a certain way, the temptation is overpowering for the Jews to act like them. It is human nature to want to be like everybody else, to see what the fun is all about, and to do what other people do. Even Jews, says the Me'am Lo'i, who study Torah and follow mitzvos, are sometimes drawn into these averos. And we've just learned, for those who are following Mishneh Yomi in Pirkei Avos, we just learned, I think it was Rabbi Akiva who said, a man can't be certain of himself until his dying day, as the classic discussion of Yochanan Kohen Gadol of the Chashmonaim shows that a generally righteous man can go wrong even in his old age. So we have to be careful, says the Me'am Lo'i, not to denigrate, not to look down on the great men of previous generations, including Rechavam and other Melachim, because of these terrible averos, as King Menashe said, I think it was to Rav Ashi, I've probably brought this up before, in a dream where the Amora or Tana in question had many questions, had many difficulties in learning, and King Menashe appeared to him in a dream and explained every single one. And so the great Chacham said to King Menashe, if you're so brilliant, how could you worship Avodah Zarah? And King Menashe, one of the most evil, wicked people we've ever had, according to some, possibly losing his Olam Haba, said to that Chacham, if you lived in my time, you would have raised the hem of your robe to run faster to do Avodah Zarah. We'll never understand the temptation, but the consequences are always clear. So it was in the fifth year of King Rechavam, Allah Shishak Melech Mitzrayim al Yerushalayim. Shishak, the king of Egypt, rose up to attack Jerusalem. This is a punishment that came right away. Not many warnings, and then eventually tragedy. We'll see in Malchus Yisrael over and over again, particularly in the time of Achav, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will wait patiently and send a Navi over and over again before finally punishing them. Why is it that Yehuda is quicker to be punished than Yisrael? One of the big differences is that Yehuda has the Beis HaMikdash in its midst. And so HaKadosh Baruch Hu is more demanding because the Shechinah is resting among you. If the Shechinah is resting among you, more is expected from you because you're closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So when you fall, it's more significant than when faraway people who are in an illegitimate kingdom that's already based on idol worship, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give them additional chances. It's because Hashem is closer to us in Yehuda that we're going to get punished quicker for the people who live there. And so it comes right away. Shishak, the king of Egypt, is not Shlomo's father-in-law. Most say that he was the king who had sheltered Yeravam, was never a friend of Beis David, didn't like Jews at all, possibly, and helped Yeravam because ultimately it would harm the nation, and this is when he's going to harm them. Other opinions do say that Shishak was Shlomo's father-in-law and that his love had never been a true love for Klal Yisrael or for Shlomo. That's Rashi's pshat. Shishak related to Shokake, which means coveting, which means desiring, because he wanted to plunder the treasures of Shlomo, and in particular his ivory throne. The Radak says it was somebody new, so back and forth they go. Some say this is the same as Paro Necho, but Paro Necho is going to kill Yoshioh HaMelech hundreds of years later. And so if this is that same Shishak, then he was extraordinarily long-lived. Chances are it's just another pharaoh of Egypt who hates Israel, can you imagine? Chavav, he rose up against Yerushalayim by Yikaches Otzros Beis Hashem. And so he looted the treasure houses of the Beis HaMikdash, of the Temple of Hashem, Ves Otzros Beis HaMelech, and the treasuries of the king's throne room, of the palace, Ves HaKol Lokoch, and everything he took. Vaykach es kol magine hazahav asher asa Shlomo. He took the throne of Shlomo. That's not mentioned in the text, but Rashi mentions it specifically. But he also took all of the golden shields that Shlomo had made. Now remember, way back in Perek Yud, when we saw those golden shields, the golden shields were made by Shlomo not for practical purposes, but for a symbol that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the protector of Klal Yisrael. The fact that he took everything but the shields are mentioned in particular shows the humiliation that we underwent, that even the symbol of our protection he carried off. And so Rehoboam, with the loss of the golden shields, is going to have to do whatever he can to try to maintain his honor. And we'll see that there's a very interesting interpretation of these golden shields, not just as a symbol of protection, but what they meant about the wealth of the nation. And we'll see them next time as we finish up the perek and see what Rehoboam was forced to do in the absence of the wealth and greatness of his father.